Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 223 for Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Wednesday morning on choppy trade, seeing some follow-through buying after yesterday's gains and tracking Chicago soy oil. Speculative buying was also a feature. Values of canola were anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, with the most active March contract at $453.30 per ton. Forecasts calling for dry weather in South America were supportive, as hotter temperatures are expected to set in during the critical pod-setting stage. However, losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures cast a downward influence over values. Commercial demand is showing some signs of weakening as the basis levels in Western Canada have been widening out. The large U.S. soybean situation was also overhanging the market. Canola could face increased pressure today from spillover selling in other oilseed markets. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 1 cent higher, with the March contract checking in at $10.05 a bushel. Fresh demand for oil seeds underpinned the market. The USDA says 202,000 metric tons were sold to an unknown buyer. Improving weather in South America was also bullish as farmers in Brazil prepare for harvest. The World Bank's forecast of lukewarm growth around the globe limited the gains. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the March contract sitting at $3.81 per bushel. Large funds liquidated their positions over recent projections of record crops in the U.S. Speculators also waded into the action after values dropped below a certain level. The USDA says Taiwan has purchased 125,000 tons of corn, which helped to limit the losses. The weekly ethanol report is due out later today, which investors will be closely watching. U.S. wheat was 3 to 4 cents weaker, with the March contract at $5.44 per bushel. Fund traders are on the defensive as there is a lack of bullish fundamental news to get excited about. World wheat supplies are ample, meaning only brief rallies are likely in the near future. Ukraine has reportedly told its exporters it can only ship 200,000 metric tons through the month of February. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.